anyone that has ears can hear stuff. But you see, the stakes were raised by the time we got to the book of Revelation, when God was about to unveil the overcomers. Those were the genuine believers that still had an ear to hear the Holy Spirit. When it was no longer popular, they were still inclining their ears with dry fasting and prayer in rigor, just so that they could understand the rhythm of how to march when it's the Holy Ghost that blows the trumpet. The Bible makes us to understand that the glory of that army was tied to the fact that they all had a way of hearing the instructions of their commanding officer. That day and that time has come. We have waited for so long. Many people have prophesied about revival, but I tell you the truth, the onus of revival is not with God, it's with us. And if we refuse to align with God, He will sit back and our generation will perish. The generation of our great grandchildren can come if they are the ones that take the responsibility to stand with God. Then His words will begin to come to pass. God will not reduce His standard just because a wicked and adulterous generation arises. In the sanctum of God, as you read your Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 5, a book was brought out of the archives. The Bible says on that book was written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And angels began to search for men of sufficient stature that had enough capacity, spiritually and otherwise, to break the seals and to look upon it and to read that which was concealed therein. And oh my God, there was great need to weep and cry because no man was found. I was expecting that because no man was found, that God would have lowered the standard so that man can approximate to what God is doing. But you see, the purpose of God are eternal. His ways are past finding out. His standards are not measured by light. His wisdom is not measured by books. He is ancient. He's the beginning Himself. His existence Himself. And so He does not have a bad day. I speak about a God that flows, and in every age and aeon, His presence and dominion is represented. That God is not afraid of time. If a generation denies Him access, He can wipe them out and wait for their grandchildren to rise. Weep not! A voice cried in heaven, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, He has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals. Sometime or the other, some man will prevail, some generation will prevail, and the things that have been written in a strange language, they will learn that language sufficiently enough to interpret it. I tell you, God has appeared to me many times, but in recent times I've seen that He wants to move, but we are the ones that have kept Him. And so He said, we should sound an alarm. It's time to march with the commanding officer. He comes to blow a strange kind of trumpet. And even if you believe you are so weak, the power of that voice can enter into the foundation of your spirit. It can rattle it and it can make you come alive. Aila kapatala naskapai. Isandola natesi la kaprates katai. Oh God. Oh, many great men have risen in this land. Many mighty men have risen. But you see, the call for the deliverance of this land is a call that is upon a generation, not upon a man. The Bible speaks in Joel chapter 2. It speaks about a generation. These guys were nameless. These guys were faceless. The name of no one was written down. The configuration of no one's face was described. The Bible says a fire devoured before them. I know you can't imagine that. Behind them, a flame bonnet. It means they are people of fire. Fire burning in the front. And just in case you escape the one in the front, one devours at the backside. They are men painted and colored with the greatest and the most powerful element. They are men of fire. Somebody say fire. That day has come. And if in this hall you decide to stand with him, it is written that a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one shall become a strong nation. Put your right hand on your chest. Let's take our oath of office. We need to swear before him. We need to swear. The truth of the matter is this: if you don't get to take any great decision, you cannot by any means realize a great destiny. The heavens look down onto us. So much, so many vacuums in the realm of the spirit. And the clarion call is this: will you arise in this day and time? He will teach you a string language and cause you to hear the vibrations coming from eternity. He will bridle the excesses of your soul, bring you under his government, and then teach you the rhythm of the spirit. He will show you how angels march, how sounds are born in the heavens, how God produces things, and what he needs a man to do in the earth, to stand with him and to partner with him to bring his great works to pass. There's always a need for a Moses to stretch forth the rod of signs and wonders. There's always a need for Elijah, the rainmaker, to call down fire. Will you stand in this day and in this time? With your right hand on your chest, you want to take a note. Give me volume there. Ola bakaye sendo likapa. So take a note. Mine will not be a mundane life. My days will be spent with purpose. I will build with the tools of immortality, that even when I'm long gone, my blood will cry from the ground. Enough of the rat race. It's time for the deliverance of our generation. Soberanta scabelo. Seline kaya zalabata. We give you the glory, we give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. Stop until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. We will not stop until the islands sing his praise and cry, Abba Father. We will not stop until the dark places of the earth receive illumination like the land of Zabulon and Naphtali. We will not stop until the dead are raised. Who will not stop until the blind see? Who will not stop until our generation dance to the beat of his drum and pledge allegiance to his flag? Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. Until his knowledge the sun can cease to give his light, the moon can be blotted out, but we will not stop until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth. I want us to take our oath of office. I will not stop. In place, in every office I find myself, in every nation I find myself, I will not stop. If there is still another ground to contend for and to conquer, I will still strive. All my days will be spent to this end, until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea.